You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Here's today's 1490 WLCX News Update. You can find it on demand at lacrosseeagle.com. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Few details are available, but the Public Affairs Office at Fort McCoy said that a soldier died at the base on Friday. According to a release from the Department of Defense, the soldier was attending a planning conference at Fort McCoy. The soldier was a member of the U.S. Army Reserve. Per DOD policy, the name of the soldier won't be released for at least 24 hours until the soldier's family is notified. It's the first death at the base since a car crash last fall claimed the life of a 17-year-old boy. For the third time this year, a bullet was found in a Tomah School District bathroom. On Friday morning, a 7mm bullet was found in a Tomah Middle School bathroom. No guns were found after a search by police. The school was placed on hold for 90 minutes while police searched the building and interviewed anyone who had entered the bathroom Friday morning. Police said that there was no threat after their investigation. Bullets have previously been found at both the middle and high school in Tomah. Another La Crosse School Board candidate is dropping out of the race. Kevin Hunt announced last week that he is removing his name from consideration for school board and instead endorsed Molly Fuchs, Meredith Garcia, and Jeff Jackson. Hunt said he dropped out because he felt like he had been painted as a single-issue candidate that was critical of the district superintendent and operations. Last month, Sam Morris withdrew before the primary, saying he had been dealing with online harassment. Three different city government committees meet today. The Aviation Board will provide updates on its programs and budget requests. The Board of Public Works is meeting to go over permit requests and to establish a no-parking zone on the south side of St. Andrew Street. And the Employee Benefit Trust Fund Committee meets as well. Meanwhile, Thursday's La Crosse County Board meeting has a light agenda. It'll consider changes to three finance-related ordinances, among a handful of other items. Gas prices dropped across Wisconsin this past week, but it might be an indicator of a slowing economy. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell 4.1 cents last week for an average of $2.86 today. This is 2.9 cents lower than a month ago and just over 45 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say this decline shouldn't necessarily be celebrated. This time of year, there's usually an increase in gas prices as we switch over to summer gasoline and people are driving more. Gas Buddy officials say this decline comes with strong warning signs. When the economy slows, gasoline demand drops.
Here in La Crosse, the average price for a gallon of gas has been running about 12 cents above the statewide average for the past month, currently sitting at just under $3 per gallon. Wisconsin hit a new high for jobs. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, or DWD, has announced a new record high 3,053,300 total non-farm jobs in the state. That's according to January's preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Construction sector jobs increased by 700. That's 3,900 above a year ago.
The state's unemployment rate rose to 3.2%, below the national average of 4%. A ruling this week by a Wisconsin appeals court means that disabled voters can't receive absentee ballots by email. The decision means that disabled voters will not be able to receive ballots by email for the spring election on April 1st. Currently, only military and overseas voters can get ballots by email. The groups that brought the lawsuit to give disabled voters the ability to receive emailed absentee ballots said they will not appeal the decision. Republicans said voting electronically from home weakens election integrity. There weren't any area teams that advanced to the state high school girls basketball championships this past weekend in Green Bay. Durand, Arkansas lost in the semifinals. In boys basketball, Aquinas and Cochran Fountain City made it to the state tournament this week in Madison, with Aquinas playing Thursday night and Cochran Fountain City playing Friday morning. The boys' basketball state championships are being played at the Kohl Center in Madison this week. Title games are on Saturday. We'll get a little bit of everything this week in the Cooley region. Today and tomorrow, it will be sunny and breezy with highs in the 60s. On Wednesday, we'll have a shot of winter weather with at least a couple of inches of snow possible. There's a winter storm watch to the west and north of La Crosse County. After Wednesday, temperatures will settle in at seasonal averages right around 50 degrees for several days. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. We'll have a look at your weather, sports, and entertainment news coming up next. For 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks get rolled by the Thunder.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell behind early and lost to one of the top teams in the NBA, the Thunder. The final score 121-105. How did the Thunder control the game? Doc Rivers.
They were so much more physical. They definitely came in with intentions tonight and played that way. They played great tonight.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers drew the number 3 seed. They open the NCAA tournament this Thursday in Denver at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. They'll play the number 14 seed, Montana Grizzlies. Marquette is going to the dance again, headed to Cleveland to face New Mexico Friday night.
Excited to be here, happy to be here, and just, you know, excited to see our name called, because it's not particularly like common for a score or player or a group of guys to go to the tournament for 4 years. We actually like did the percentage research, and it's like the chance of going to the tournament 4 straight years is like 0.1%.
That's Marquette guard Stevie Mitchell with sports. On Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A new documentary says We Are Not Alone. The Age of Disclosure premiered at the South by Southwest Film Festival in early March and claims aliens are real and that the government has covered up their existence for the last 80 years. The doc claims non-human biological matter has been collected from spacecraft crash sites. Director Dan Farah interviewed 34 government officials who confirmed some type of extraterrestrial life, but the film does not offer a whole lot of actual proof other than talking heads. No confirmation as to whether or not people have actually been probed. As promised, I said I would report back when I finished the show Zero Day on Netflix. The 6-parter starring Robert De Niro and Joan Allen explores what happens after a massive grid outage that kills over 3,000 Americans. Zero Day has some great moments, but ties everything up a little too neatly at the end. Having said that, De Niro is great. You've heard of Ted Lasso, the Apple TV show that premiered during the COVID-19 pandemic. It came at the right time and seemed to make people warm and fuzzy all over and give them much-needed laughs. We could use more of that now, and according to Variety, the show is coming back for a 4th season. Ted will be portrayed by Christopher Walken. Just kidding, even though I think that would be hilarious. Jason Sudeikis returns to the show that garnered 66 Emmy nominations and 13 wins. The exact release date has not yet been mentioned. SNL 50 happened weeks ago, but Variety is reporting that Bill Murray got very emotional during the festivities. The actor appeared on the Sway Calloway show and admitted to crying 3 times throughout the broadcast, especially losing it when a clip of the late Gilda Radner appeared, saying he loved Gilda and absolutely came apart when he saw her on screen. You may have thought Friday was freaky 22 years ago, but it just got freakier. Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan are back as Tess and Anna Coleman, the mother-daughter duo, who despite not having a great relationship, are forced to live each other's lives after a body-swapping incident. Wow, that's a rough sitch, even if you like each other. In the sequel, it happens again, dagnabbit. Deadline reports that Jamie Lee Curtis will also serve as a producer and Lindsay Lohan as executive producer on the sequel, which will be called Freakier Friday. Wonder how many spitballing sessions that took. If you're excited about the Oasis reunion tour but can't make it or don't want to pay the money to see them live, you will have the option of a concert film. The tour starts July 4th this coming summer and runs through November. There are no details yet as to whether the film will be just the concert itself or have some kind of narrative, but there will be egos. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 63 for a high this afternoon, and it will be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear, low of 38. Tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 65, with rain likely tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.